Well, you might have heard about some, how do I put it, foul play in the public garden yesterday, because someone discovered graffiti all over the Make Way for Duckling statues, those adorable little bronze sculptures that evoke Robert McCloskey's book of the same name. Well, this story has a longer tale than we first thought. Oh, stop me before it gets too much out of hand. So let's bring in our reporter, Andrew Phelps, to walk us through it.
Waddle through it.
Oh,
I'm
thanks,
sorry,
Andrew.
Meghna, in advance for all the puns. So a woman named Rachel Blumenthal is minding her own business in the public garden yesterday morning. She sees blue paint smeared all over Mrs. Mallard and her ducklings, the words Better Prey, P-R-E-Y, and BP written on the sidewalk. She puts up a picture on Twitter. Outrage ensues, and within minutes, one of the city's graffiti removal teams shows up with a power washer, and now Mrs. Mallard is clean as a whistle.
Thank goodness. As a proud owner of that book and an admirer and lover of that statue, how could anyone deface Mrs. Mallard's ducklings?
These poor ducks. They famously have been stolen before, always returned, but never defaced. I called the artist, the well-known sculptor of the ducks, Nancy Schön, umlau over the O, Schön, who reminded me, the love of those ducks reaches the highest levels of city administration.
The mayor said this is no longer a prank. This is a crime. And if the person who did this is caught, they're going to look at 6 months in jail or $25,000 fine. This is serious stuff. This is not a joke.
So Mayor Menino himself believes that pranksters should pick on someone their own size, or here comes another one, their own species.
Yes, but was this a prank? Consider this. A commenter on my blog, Hubbub, writes, maybe writing BP on the beloved ducks was a political statement about British Petroleum and the overwhelmingly devastating Gulf Coast oil disaster.
Yeah, it's really interesting because yesterday we started seeing all those pictures of those pelicans covered in black oil.
Terrible. And a blog commenter named Weldon follows up. He thinks the point might be defacing metal ducks on the common can get you 6 months in jail, but nobody will be going to jail for actually dumping millions of gallons of real oil on real ducks in the Gulf. So possibly a novel protest we have here. I asked my contact at the Parks and Rec Department if this has ever happened before. Not that she remembers. Turns out vandalism is really, really rare in the public garden.
Well, here's what our friend, sculptor Nancy Schön, thinks of the protest possibility.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's possible, I suppose. But there are different ways to make statements and not to deface ducks.
So there you have it. Schön herself thinks this vandal is just a quackpot. She tells me she'll be out in the sunshine today polishing her ducks. And by the way, if this is serious, if the duck defacer is out there, I really want to hear from you anonymously. End the speculation and share your motivation. You can reach me on the blog, wbur.org/Boston, and click on Hubbub.
That's WBUR's Andrew Phelps, reporter of DuckTales, collector of avian puns. Love it, Andrew. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Meghna.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from TheAngle@Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. See you all tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.